This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has a part-time legislature, meaning lawmakers have jobs and careers outside of their time in Montgomery. That means conflicts of interest can arise depending on how state laws are written or public money spent. One case involving a Baldwin County representative has caught Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald's attention. He joins us to talk politics, as he does most Thursdays. And the situation here involves Republican Representative Randy Davis. And what's happening here?
To me, it's another one. It's yet another in the latest string of cases in which legislators have basically gone to the Ethics Commission and said, the law shouldn't apply to me. The ethics law we made such a big deal to pass, it shouldn't apply to me. He wants to take a job which is as yet untitled, with a big company down on the Gulf, which has a lot of regulatory issues. And this guy, who has been a music minister at a church for the last several years, is being asked to become some sort of public relations or human relations worker. And it just doesn't pass the smell test to me, although the Ethics Commission gave him their stamp of approval.
We'll talk about the Ethics Commission more in a moment, but this company, ARC Terminals, as you said, it has a lot of environmental regulatory issues involved with this particular industry. But it would be dealing with that regardless. Is Davis pushing for particular action, particular treatment of this company that he potentially would have a job with?
Well, to be clear, both ARC Terminals and Davis have said, no, we're not going to use influence at all. That's not what this is about. The question of whether is we as a state find that believable or not. If I have radio issues, I'm likely to come to Andrew Yeager and talk about those. I want to talk about to people who are involved in that. The question is, when does that start becoming influence? And in 2010 and before, it has been very clear that a job is a thing of value. It has been very clear that legislators needed to step away from those things. We do remember the two-year college system in which legislators were double dipping all over the place, really as a form of lobbying and currying favor. So the question is, do we want to turn a blind eye again?
Well, you criticize the Ethics Commission for approving this job situation with Representative Davis. And the Ethics Commission last year revised a decision around Birmingham Democratic Representative Patricia Todd. She's the executive director of the Human Rights Campaign of Alabama, which advocates on LGBT issues. What is the responsibility of the Ethics Commission here, in your view?
She was the executive director. I believe she stepped aside. The responsibility of the Ethics Commission, in my view, is to uphold the law as it was passed. And one of the issues with this is, if passed, it basically, I would argue, makes what was illegal, legal in that sense. And there's not a whole lot of difference in my eyes between what they did with Patricia Todd and what they've done with Davis, only when they were pushed by, I can't remember who it was, I think it was the Attorney General's office, it might have been the district attorneys, when they were pushed by them last year, they reversed their decision, but Patricia Todd still did not pursue that route.
Well, if a job is a thing of value and we have a part-time legislature, there's virtually no job that you could have that doesn't touch on state government in some way, either through money that funds it directly or indirectly or laws that govern it. It seems impossible to have a job that doesn't invite these sort of conflicts of interest.
Well, call me naive, but I think that you have a choice. You can decide to serve the public, and you can do that within the rules, or you can decide to serve yourself and do that in private practice. I mean, you're not set up there to be able to capitalize on your position in order to make profit.
Well, also this morning, for 2 weeks in a row, the Birmingham City Council has failed to bring up an ordinance which would reduce a pay raise passed last year. That measure more than tripled councilors' pay starting in 2017. And, John, what particularly irked you about this was how that raise was passed last year. And remind us what happened.
Yeah, it was pretty sneaky. After the council basically passed their budget that funded neighborhoods, which is a regular part of business, they had a giant check, like Ed McMahon kind of check, printed up that said money for neighborhoods, and they went out in the hall and had pictures taken, and everybody trooped out obediently to get those pictures taken, and then they rushed back in while nobody was paying attention, and quickly, without comment, passed a pay raise that increased their salary 288%, if my numbers are correct right now. It was an obvious attempt at deception.
Well, as you point out, these are designed as part-time jobs, but as most elected officials will tell you, the work is more than just part-time. What's a reasonable amount to pay them, or what's a reasonable way to think about paying them?
Well, the ordinance that's come up would set that at median income. I think that's reasonable. But, you know, I think it should be a part-time job. I think where we get into trouble in Birmingham is when we have part-time elected officials who think that this is a full-time job and devote their entire attention to micromanaging the process, which is not the way the system was designed. So they can say they work that hard, but the question then becomes, do we want them to work that hard? Because that's not really their role.
John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.